I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Barbara Howard spoke with her daughter, Brooke Howard, about her late husband, James William Howard, who was a one-in-a-million father to Brooke and her siblings.
Mommy, tell me your first memory, or I should say maybe your best memory about your time with Daddy.
One memory comes to my mind, and I always see it, when Daddy and I first started dating.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was living in New York, and I don't know how he found where I was, but he came to see me, and I can see him now coming up my aunt's step. We lived in Bronx, New York, and he had a beautiful glass vase in his hand with a beautiful pink rose, and that is the image I will never forget about your dad.
I remember Dad talking about that and tell me if I'm wrong about meeting an old boyfriend of yours on on the subway. Can you tell me more about that, Mommy?
That's how he found out where, well, we were all at Claflin together at Orangeburg.
Yes, ma'am.
All students at Orangeburg. Mm-hmm. And then I left school at the end of maybe second semester, and I went to New York to work.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad was still in school, but then he would come to New York to work during the summer. And some type way, his path and Herman's path crossed, the young man, and he asked about me. And so Herman proceeded to tell him that we were no longer dating. And so when his, and your daddy said when he heard that, he was so happy.
So to be on a subway in New York City and find a
man that was God
who dated you at Claflin University.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I always tell him, I said it had to be fate that all four of us had to be born, because evidently you and Daddy were just meant to be together.
That's it. That's my feeling. Those are my sentiments exactly.
Tell me about your time at the university at Claflin, and when Dad would get the care packages from Auntie Helen.
You haven't turned up all the stones. You're not leaving a stone unturned. Dad was retired military, and so he was older. I was like a freshman, and we would be in the lab, and he sat across from me.
Yes, ma'am.
And he had enormous feet, and I remember resting my feet on his feet. And so when his sister, Helen, would send him care packages, we would always share in the in the delicious, especially the fried chicken.
Tell me about that time when Dad sent you the card and what Grandmama said to
that
you.
That was doing a break. How do you remember all that?
I remember all the stories.
Okay, that was, I can't remember the type of card it was. But
yes, ma'am.
I can't remember whether it was a Christmas card. Well, anyway, he sent the card, and I was in jest. I was just, and my mom said, and I was saying, Mama, this man, he is older, and he's a tall man and stuff. And my mom turned and said to me, that man will be your husband. And I said, oh, that was ironic.
And how long were you and Daddy married, Mommy?
Dad and I were married 48 years.
48 years.
Barbara Howard and Brooke Howard at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps and Narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.